So yesterday was kind of exciting. I talked to my wife over the weekend. We're like, okay, it's a lot of money, but if it's available, let's do it, and let's buy some tickets to U2.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah! U2, they're coming to Indy.
Okay.
And that's the thing I don't get. Alex doesn't care about U2. MYK doesn't care about U2. Half the people I talk to in our building are like, oh, it's just U2. I'm like, dude, it's freaking U2.
Weren't you a little upset, Joe, when they forced their album upon you?
Yeah, I was.
I get over stuff. Come on, you don't know this one?
Of course we know it.
In the name of love!
But U2's for Pappies and Grammys.
False. Oh my gosh, you're missing out on such great music.
I like two of their songs, but like they're not cool anymore.
They're still cool.
They are like the equivalent of the Eagles to me.
The Eagles are still pretty badass. I've seen them in concert too.
Broken bottles on the chill.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
He's so happy.
We need to play more U2 here on another show.
Yeah. The battle call.
Nobody is going to see U2.
We gotta talk to our music people, right?
We do. Like, excuse me, music directors here. Here we go. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Under 30 is going unless
Sunday!
They're going with a parent.
Joe and Alex show if you're under 30 and you're going to go see U2. I'm 31, so I'm not that old right there. Oh my god, just oh, so excited to go see U2. So that's cool, but guess what I found out? You ever see something after the fact? Because these tickets, we got like the cheapest, well not the cheapest, but as cheap as we could. Because some seats were like $300 a piece down
Jeez.
On the floor.
$300?
Like, yeah, like we didn't do that, but ours, I think.
Old people have money though.
They do, yeah, for yeah. sure, for sure. But our tickets are like the 400 level. They're the highest you can go without being in a suite. So we're like at the bottom of the Titanic almost. Like if you flip it around, we're like in the worst spot possible. But it was still like $100 a ticket after taxes and stuff.
Wow.
But I feel like
you couldn't get any free through work.
I wasn't gonna waste my chance on that.
Wait, they got
time.
Tickets here?
What do you mean? Of course.
Yeah, I'm going to 400 Fest.
All right, so that went down. That's pretty cool, but you guys need to poo-poo on this one. Let me know what you think about this, because here's the thing. I wanted to go, but I didn't want to spend the money, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
but
paying $100
each? $100
each yeah,
for
I'd
taxes and services.
Yeah, sit home and watch U2 on YouTube.
But I told Lindsay, I'm like, hey, let's do it. Let's have a good time. We deserve to treat ourselves, you know, because you just got your new job and stuff, and that's, you know, really cool.
U2 is just not that cool of a band to me. Like, Coldplay, I'm obsessed with Coldplay. I've seen them twice in concert. They never get old to me. Like, I'm obsessed. I think that's one of the greatest bands of all time.
One day, Coldplay will be like U2 to you.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm saying U2 is still badass. Like,
no.
I want to see them before somebody dies or a freak accident happens.
No, I think like 2008, 2009 was the cutoff. Now they're just like, it's old and washed up. But like, they were
old and washed up?
They were badass up until like the early, you know, mid-2000s.
I'm sorry. Like, when Bob Seger comes to town, I'm totally watching that old rock dude.
Wait, do bands have an expiration date?
Yes.
Get
Best
out of here.
Used by.
Your music doesn't even mean anything to me. Let me get to my whole point here.
Go ahead.
About this thing is that I'm flipping through and I see, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe who's coming to Clips Music Center. I'm like, there's no way.
Ew, you're joking.
Nickelback
Stop.
Is coming to town.
No.
You're telling me about my music taste?
It's called Feed the Machine Tour. Here's my problem.
Machine be hungry.
The tour is here on Friday, June 23rd.
Have you been to a concert at Clips?
Yeah. Yes, I have. Why?
How did you do with that? Because I can't imagine you doing that. That is such a far walk.
Well, I used to have a good hip. I mean, now my hip's about to fall off. I'm about to die.
You hear that, Alex?
When
he
is
used
the
to be hip. He
when?
Used to be hip.
When is the Nickelback show?
It's Friday, June 23rd, which is...
You cannot go. It's before your surgery. You will die. I cannot even tell you how far I had to walk to get to the car.
Listen.
It is like... acres of walking.
For Migos and Future, right?
Yeah.
No, I know. I've been there before. I've been the first
but you know what? You're right. Since this is a Nickelback show, you can probably park front row because nobody will be there.
It's a drive-in.
You are so butthurt. Here's my problem I had with my wife, though, last night that we were arguing about, because I really do want to go see Nickelback.
Oh, she said she was going to divorce you if you want to go see Nickelback?
No. She's selfish, though. She's selfish because Friday, June 23rd happens to be her birthday. And she's like, I'm not going to see Nickelback. And then it's like, plus it's my birthday. I'm like, babe, how do you not want to see this?
Because we all just want to be big rock stars.
Poor Lindsay.
What could be a better birthday than Nickelback?
God. Poor Lindsay. amazing.
It's a butt rock birthday.
We need to paint one of the water towers here in Indy. Hashtag save Lindsay. That's what we need to do.
So am I wrong to be mad at her? Because I know it's her birthday, but I think since we sacrificed and got these other tickets, like we had to really scrounge up all of our money to do that, like I think we should be able to go to this show too.
Who wanted to go to the U2 show more, you or her?
We both wanted to go to the equal. But
okay, well then it's her birthday. She gets to decide what she wants to do. Case closed. If it's not Nickelback, sorry, you can not go.
Be a rock star.
I'll take the quesadilla. Come on.
Listen, I think you can do without the butt rock.
So you guys are going to side with my wife on this one?
Yes.
You think it's wrong that I want to actually go see Nickelback when they come to town? How often do they come to town?
How much are Nickelback tickets?
I don't know, but they're probably a little bit cheaper than a U2 ticket.
$3.
And you get a nickel back.
You know what? I don't even know why I try sometimes. I don't even know why.